Track 52.
One interesting fact is that fracking isn't new. It's been used for many years around the world, mostly to get the last oil from old wells after the pressure's dropped. But the process has become much better known with the move to fracking for gas and the search for new fracking sites. Take Canada, for example. Fracking has been used there to extract oil for over 50 years and gas for almost 40 years. More recently, a huge amount of shale gas has been found in many areas of the country, and drilling companies are trying to get licenses to drill in these areas. For example, in the western region of British Columbia, it's estimated that there are over 7 trillion cubic meters of gas which can be extracted. However, most regions haven't allowed fracking to take place because of various environmental issues, which I'll talk about later. In the USA, the production of shale gas now is around 6 times larger than it was 10 years ago, with more and more licenses being given to companies to drill. As a result, shale gas now provides around 1/4 of all gas used in the US, and the cost of gas is only around 1/3 of the cost in Europe and 1/5 of the cost in Japan. However, because the price has fallen so much, companies are reducing their production and exporting more. As in the USA, production in Australia has grown massively. Although production in Australia was always lower than in the United States, it's over 20 times greater than it was 10 years ago, and now supplies 1/4 of Australia's gas requirement. It's also helped Australia to become a major exporter of gas. Billions of dollars are being invested in gas exploration, and Australia may well become the biggest exporter of gas over the next few years. The situation in the UK, however, is quite different. The amount of shale gas in the UK has been estimated to be as high as 400 trillion cubic meters. Although fracking could well provide over 70,000 jobs and attract over £3 billion in investment, very little has been done to develop the industry in the UK. Some estimates say that gas bills could be 5% lower if shale gas is produced in large quantities. However, the main problem for fracking in the UK is the high level of population. While in the USA, there are on average only about 40 people per square kilometre, in the UK, there are almost 250 people, so fracking in any area will affect far more people in the UK.